am. Came a voice from the sky on that magical night.
Welcome to the Art of Going Your Own Way. Well, this will be kind of short and sweet, but I don't know, bittersweet, but whatever. Oh, Friday, my dad went into the hospital. He fell down, and my mom had called an ambulance, brought him over there, and they told us they were taking him to a hospital, and then they actually diverted him to another hospital. So we were waiting for like 2 hours at this one hospital. It's like, where the fuck is my dad? And then they said they diverted him to another hospital. Well, I'd been asking for a long fucking time. So we cruised over there, and there was this dickhead behind the counter, male nurse guy. He's on my list, just to let you know. And I'm like, I'm looking for my dad, and gave the name and stuff. He's in our waiting room. I'm like, you can't go back there and see him. You gotta wait until he gets a room, and then only one of you can go up and see him. And I'm like, well, when do you think he's going to get a room? Well, it could be up to 4 hours. I'm like, well, he's already been here for frickin' hours. And I kind of peek around the corner, and I see my dad in the waiting room. I'm like, oh, he's right there. I'm just going to ask him how he is. No, you can't go back there. I'm like, well, I'm just going to ask him from right here. You can't go back there. I'm like, he's right there. I'm just going to ask him how he's doing. If you take one step that direction, I'm calling security. So I took a step that direction. He's like, I got a disruptive blah, blah, blah down here. And he called security on me. Now, my sibling and my mom are with. And I go, Dad, how you doing? He goes, my butt hurts, because the chair they had him on didn't have him covered up, cold in there and stuff. And I said, Dad, you doing okay? And he's like, yeah. And the guy's yelling at me, like, you need to get out of there. Security's on the way. I'm like, dude, chill the fuck out. I just want to see if my dad's all right. Guy was a cocksucker. Anyways, so finally I said, Dad, are you hurt anywhere? Do your legs hurt? No. Does your chest hurt? No. And I'm like, come on, you're going with me. And the guy comes around the corner. Security's on the way. And I'm like, fuck you, buddy. You're a cocksucker. I'm taking my dad with me. And then here comes the security guy. I step to the side and I say to the security guy, this guy is a cocksucker. I said, my dad's been waiting here for hours. And he got diverted from a different hospital over here. And this guy's being a dick. And I said, I'm just taking my dad out of here. Fuck you guys. Well, my dad, I came down with something, a cold, and my dad's got it now. My dad's been sleeping for 2.5 days. I've been lifting him. He's, oh, Jesus. My body is so sore, trying to help him get into the bathroom and do this. Got a new bed ordered that is one of those medical beds that raises up and stuff, and but I don't know, Dad's not in good shape right now at all. I took a little break. My mom's okay with it. I went up to the watering hole, and I won some hot dogs from the meat raffle, whoop-de-doo, but just about to go in and see what I can do. You know, my dad's an older guy, and boy, he's been sleeping for a few days. He fell out of bed the other day, and I had to call my sibling and help me to get him up. And oh, I am tired. This is why you haven't heard from me. And then today, I had to train in my replacement because they're planning on letting me go. Even though the Fifth Circuit has put the kibosh on the mandate right now, they're still moving forward with you get the jab or you get fired. Well, fuck yeah. Then I get fired, I guess. And you know what? money isn't everything. I have no debt. Everything I have, I own. It is what it is. And I am not taking that fucking jab. I don't care. This is going to be the true test of faith for me. And you know what? I'm going to be all right because I've always been taken care of. Always been taken care of. So I played a little pull tab. I put some money in. I won all the money back I put in. I played a little bit of the meat raffle. So I'm down a tiny bit. But I got some meat out of the deal. I'll throw that into the vacuum sealer. Throw it in the freezer. Good to go. Yeah. The whole thing is... Somebody cried today over me. A woman cried over me because I said, you know, this is the hill I'm dying on. And she started tearing up. And she said, I'm not going to see you again. And I go, I don't know, this might be the last time. I said, this is the hill I die on. I will not take the fucking jab for a job. Fuck you. So, it is what it is. I've been so busy, so tired. I didn't realize, I said to my mom, I said, I didn't realize you guys were this far along. You didn't tell me. And then you move in and oh my God, I don't want to sound like a complainer or a whiner here, but it's a lot. A lot of work. But you know what? I love my parents. I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to make sacrifices in my life. I'll never be a super rich man. I don't care about these earthly things. You know, got a stocked freezer, got tons of food to last probably 2 years, and gonna get through whatever there is. The other thing, too, is I can sign up for what's called respite or whatever it is, and I can get paid by the state to take care of my folks. So I don't need money. Money is not a issue for me. It's about, I have my little camper deal. I can get out wherever the hell I want to go. I can do this, that, and the other thing. And your buddy Tao Giao's not going to live forever. So, what do? You make choices in life. And I don't want to play the game. I ain't playing the game. My work is like, you know, the funny thing is, it was December 8th, or you're fired. You got to get stuff in by blah. Now it's January 4th, okay? Now they moved it. Why'd they move it? Because it's illegal. They can't do it. But you still got to get your exemptions in by the 30th. Okay, I'm going to fire off a huge salvo by the 30th. And, yeah. But with the 5th District Court putting the kibosh on the mandate saying, hey, this is overreaching, overarching, you can't do this, and it is shut down. The only thing that can overrule that is the Supreme Court at this point in time. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. All illegal. You got to understand that we live in a lawless time right now. Nobody. It's the whole Ayn Rand thing. I'm going to do it anyways. Who's going to stop me? You know, I guess that works both ways on the good and the bad side of things. So I do understand now, after working and taking care of my folks, what something that somebody said to me. They said, this is my life now. I get it. I get it. Because this is my life now. where I'm here to help take care of my parents. I will make sacrifices. I've gotten myself out of the debt that there is in the world where, you know, younger man, and I worked hard to get where I'm at. Will money be tight? Yes. Money will be tight eventually. But you know what? I don't care anymore. I'm tired. Holy shit, am I tired. It takes a lot of work. And I'm parked out in my driveway right now. I'm going to have one more smoke. I'm going to go in. I'm going to see how my dad's doing. He's out of it right now. Very lethargic. He caught something. I've been giving him ivermectin, and I can tell you it's been helping. But we'll have to see if my dad can actually pull through from this one. I know, right? You guys listen to me, it's like, holy shit, you're so melodramatic all the time. Well, it is what it is, right? Coughed up blood, I thought it was over for me. It isn't. My dad, not doing good right now. And tomorrow, I'm going to spend a little bit of time to make sure that he's going to be taken care of. I need help. I can't do this on my own. Can't do it on my own right now. I hope to God his fever breaks and that he starts regaining his strength, but we shall see. Yeah, gentlemen, it's kind of a kick in the nuts to train somebody into, who's going to be taken over for you when they let you go because you are exercising your constitutional rights to say, go fuck yourself, I'm autonomous, but they're going to let you go anyways. Well, this is how evil the world is. I sit there and I was with one of my buddies tonight at the watering hole. And he's going to get the jab on Friday. He's like, I gotta go do it. I don't have time to go find another job and do all this shit. It's like, dude, I just don't get it. You fought for this country. You almost died for this country. And now they're telling you that you gotta do it. And that you really have no choice. So, you're not gonna stand up for freedom? Fuck no. I think I'm one of the only ones out here that are like, well, I can't pay my mortgage. I can't do this. I can't do that. Well, you're not standing together, so you're going to fall. You're going to fall. You're going to fall. I tell you this. Not all get saved. Not all get saved. And I'm not talking the Q shit or anything like that. I'm talking in general. I'm putting my faith in the only thing that matters in this world. Oh, I love my parents, don't get me wrong. They matter to me, but the relationship with Jesus matters the most, and God, Yahshua. So, that's the only thing that has the promise on the back end. Oh, you might die, and you might find blackness on the other side of it. Oh, well, but at least you got to live your life the way you wanted to live it. Well, I can't sit out here all night. I can't have a long conversation like I normally do with you gentlemen. But with that said, stay strong. stay strong. There's always opportunity that's going to knock on the door. And I just got to sit here and go, okay, well, I was talking to some people over at the watering hole. There's plenty of options. I need to make money. Don't get me wrong. But I certainly don't need to make what I'm making. I've stockpiled so much money. I don't need it. I just have minimal utility bills. That's all I got. I don't have anything else. I'm not planning on getting into debt. Canceling everything I got once I lose my job. Because I don't need it. Just food in my belly, roof over my head. And that stuff's all taken care of at this point in time. So I can withstand for quite a while. Now, with that said, there is an art to going your own way. I'm sure there's other things I wanted to talk about. And maybe in the next couple of days I'll have a little bit of a respite to talk about these things. But, you know, the Fifth Circuit Court has basically ruled the mandate unconstitutional. But these fucking companies are still pushing forward with it. Evil. Evil. All right. Peace. There is an art to going your own way. Taugiel out.